Kum Lenin Ablat Gemara. We are up to Daf Kuf Tes, it's New Tes Kislev, Tav Shinayin Tes, Reish Hashanah L'Chassidus. So the Mishnah talks about there was another Beis HaMikdash built. There's actually another one built as well that historians talk about, the Gemara doesn't. But this one is called Beis Chaynov. And we're going to learn the story about Beis Chaynov soon, what happened there. But they built it in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. And they built it, and it's questionable whether this Beis HaMikdash was built for the right reasons or for the wrong reasons. But either way, if you bring an animal you set aside for a carbon and you bring it there, you are over the aveda of shchuti chutz. You bring a carbon that belongs inside, outside. Says the Mishnah, if a guy says, I'm taking upon myself an oila, which sounds like he wants to bring a carbon, yakri vendor, but Migdash, where should you bring the base of Migdash? He brought it in base chaynav, layotza, you haven't fulfilled, satisfied your nether of an oila, because base chaynav is outside of Yerushalayim. You haven't filled your nether. But if you said, Hare olai oila, shakri vendor, base chaynav, clearly said in your nether, I'm going to bring an oila that in base chaynav, Yakri Vanna Ben Migdash, bring it in the Migdash still. Beis Chaynov built exact replica of the Beis Migdash by the building of Alexandria of Egypt. You'll see the story tomorrow later. But Yakri Vanna Ben Migdash, but if he clearly said, I want to bring an Oila in Beis Chaynov, still he should bring Beis Migdash because he started out an Oila and Oila can only bring Beis Migdash. But if he brought it in Beis Chaynov, he is Yaitse. Yaitse what? He's Yaitse his Neder. But the question is, will he be killed, Chayv Karis, for bringing Shchuti Chutz, or not? Amachleik is Nigmar, we'll soon see. Rabbi Shimon says, Ein zu Oila, this is not an Oila. He says, the moment you call it a Beis Chaynav, it means you're saying you don't want an Oila. How do you know if he said, I'll be a Nazi, you got to lay Migdash. Obviously, you got to take a haircut and bring your Kabbalah, Beis HaMikdash, we can give a Beis Chaynav, if you did a Beis Chaynav, you ought to not Yaitse. But if he said, How do you know if I got to lay Beis Chaynav, you clearly stipulated, I want to do this in Beis Chaynav, you got to lay Migdash, you still should go to Beis HaMikdash. Because you started out saying Nazi, but even Golach, in Gilach, Beis Chaynav, you did a Beis Chaynav, Yaitse. Shimon says, Ain't it not a Nazi? Says the Gemara, Yaitse, Hamikdal Kotli. Says the Gemara, Yaitse. Hamikdal Kotle, he's going to get killed because he brought Shchuti Chutz. Amar Rav Amnon said, when you said I'm bringing oil in the place of Beis Chaynav, Nas it's as if Ka'imen Hare Olai oil Amanash Lechai Bechrusai. You're right. You're going to get killed because you brought Shchuti Chutz. So how could, if I'm going to get killed, you killed the animal. So how in the world am I going to, what do you call it? How in the world are you saying you're Yaitse, you're Neder? So Rav Nuna said, it's as if you're saying, I am not taking responsibility. Since he said clearly I'm bringing the Beis Chaynav, he's saying I'm not taking responsibility. And therefore, if it died, it died. But Kodesh, it will be Chay because it's still a Neila. Amalei Rav says, Rav, we're talking about Beis Chaynav here, that's in Mitzrayim, and he said he's bringing an oil in Beis Chaynav. And it's not, it's a Yer'ayvash Chutichut, but you still fulfill your nether of bringing an oil, because by saying Beis Chaynav, as if you're saying that I'm not taking responsibility if I kill it. As he killed it. Amalei Rav El Mi'atev, so look at the next part of the mission. It says, say for the Tony Harinyi Nozer, I will be a Nozer. Shigaleach be Beis Chaynav, I will be a Nozer, and I'll take a haircut in Beis Chaynav. And the second part, and he clearly stipulated Beis Chaynav, we're talking about the haircut and the kabbanas that go with it. Yigalei ben Migdash, you should take a haircut Beis Migdash, v'im gilei Beis Chaynav. If you didn't Beis Chaynav, yotza, you're satisfied, you're neder. And over here, it doesn't help if he says, I don't take responsibility, because a nazir, the only way he gets out of his nazir is if he does a full thing. Hachinami dinase ko'imere, he knows I'm not shalichai b'achrayis, ke'koi b'noiz of nazir. Kamad le'maiz ke'noiz, le'm iskashe. Who cares if you take a chrayis or not? Calls my dinami the kabbanas, it doesn't help. So hayin lem shat by nazir. El Amar Rava, says Rava, Adam Zeh L'Doyden is coming. You say that it's a real oil, and if he brings it in Beis Chaynav, he will get Kodesh because he did Shchuti Chutz. But he's not responded, but he fulfilled his nether, because as if he said, if it dies, it dies. If I kill it, I kill it. Says Rava, no, there's no carbon whatsoever. By him stipulating, I'm bringing the carbon in Beis Chaynav, as if he's saying, I'm just giving a gift. It's not a carbon anymore. And therefore, there's no Shchuti Chutz when you shecht it. And you, if satisfied, you're neder because he said you're bringing Beis Chaynav, and you did. Elam Rav, Adam Zelo died in his kavan, a gift. Amar, he said, Isagye be Beis Chaynav terachna. If it's good enough to bring in Beis Chaynav, I'm happy to do that. It's fey, but to go to longer, this is a limitless story, I won't bother. In other words, it's not an oiler. It is not an oilin. Therefore, there's no shchuti chutz, and therefore he satisfied his neder. What about nazir nami? Hi, gavra l'tzuri nashkam. He didn't want to be a real nazir. Just wanted to cause himself some tzar because he felt that he needs to do tshuva, whatever it is. And Omar, he said, "Isagi bebeis chayinah." He lived in the Mitzrayim. If it's good enough to do bebeis chayinah, fine. But more than that, I have no attention. So the machlek is Rav Nuna and Rava. Rav Nuna says definitely an oila, and if you bring it in beis chayinah, chayiv shchuti chutz. You satisfy your neder because by stipulating beis chayinah, as if you're saying that if it dies, it dies. So, and I'm not chayiv achray. So as far as my neder is concerned, it's no longer a neder, but you're still chayiv shchuti chutz. And Rava says, no, you never intended to be a carbon because you right away brought in beis chayinah. There's no kabanas there, so all it is a gift.
So if it's a doyron,
yeah,
in the case of beis hamikdash, you can give.
No, be a carbon. If you give a present,
animals can't be
better kabbayas. Animals, any animal that has no moon, you're even a veid if you give a better kabbayas.
Okay, so what's the
but he's not mechuyev to bring it to a base of English. He didn't say. He always had a base chaynev. If you want it, you can. But Rav Nuna Amalach, Rav Nuna then goes back. Nazir kedigamet. When it comes to nazir, you're 100% right. It's not a real nazir. Oh, but oila, by oila, I still disagree with you. What he meant was, it is an oila, it's a real oila, but I'm not responsible if I kill it. If Rabbi Yechon agrees with Rav Nuna, and you'll be chayiv shchuti chutz. He says, I'll bring an oila in Beis Chaynav. He brought it anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, but the Beis Hamikdash, he'll be chayiv kares, but yotzi, fulfill your neder, says, if you said, if it dies or I kill it, I'm no longer responsible. Clearly, you do get cutters. It's a real oil. Bring in the midbar, thinking that the midbar is still a holy place, because once upon a time, the midbar were there. He brought it anywhere outside the base of Middash. Yotze, you satisfied your neder, because by stipulating you're bringing it somewhere outside the base of Middash, you're saying that if it dies or I kill it, too bad. You will get cutters. We are talking about Beis Chayinah of the other Beis Hamikdash, which is the exact replica of the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, and we're going to have a machlekes in the Gemara soon whether they did l'shem Shemayim, whether they did l'shem Avodah Zarah. Very sad story. It was in Alexandria, Mitzrayim, and
it was a bit stupid. That's something.
You have to read the story first before you say stupid. We'll soon hear the story. It's a sad story. This is what happens when you have family breakups. Yeah, as you'll soon see. Says the Gemara Mishnah further talking about Beis Chayinav. Hakoyinim sheshimshu beBeis Chayinav. If any koyin served in that base, in that place called Beis Chayinav, in the house of Chayinav, Chayinav was Shimon HaTzadik's son. Lo yishamshu beMikdash Yerushalayim. He's no longer allowed to work in the base of Mikdash Yerushalayim. The Ein Tzarich Loim Mila David Achen. Surely, if he did Avodah Zarah, he cannot. Even if he did Tshuva, he can no longer work in the Beis Hamikdash.
A mushroom can never become a shliach.
This is the big machlek is regarding Bichas Koinim. If a Koin converted and then he did the Ramon Shemarach and did Shuvah, whether he can do Bichas Koinim again or not. Big machlek is a Shoinim and so on. Shenemet says, Ach.
The only reason maybe that he could is that conversion doesn't mean anything.
You're a Meshumet. If you want to come back from, you have to go to Mikveh. One of the reasons why we go to Mikveh and Yom Kippur is for that reason. It's like as if we're and a Baal Tshuva has to go to Mikveh as well. Even a regular Baal Tshuva has to go to Mikveh. It's like a Kabbalah's Mitzvah or something. But Meshumet is very a lot of dinim in Shulchan Aruch about a Meshumet.
Is he considered like a Kaifer?
A Meshumet is the worst thing. What do you mean? Everything is also by him. Anyway, but let's continue writing. But Ach Leyalu, how do I know? Ach Leyalu Koine Abamas of Hashem. The Koine of Abamas should never serve in the Mizbech Debishte, Beirushalayim. The Bavas, Kim Achlu Matzahs of Kedavachem. He can eat matzahs amongst his brethren. In other words, he's treated like a Balmum. And they have a Balmum. He cannot work in Beis Hamikdash, even though he did Tshuva. He can divide with his brother, but he cannot be makriv. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, "A koyin sheshachat lav, a koyin who shechted behem to lavoidus kachavim. If a koyin shechted behem to avoidus zor korban red, then he serves the Beis Hamikdash. He did tshuva. You always have to do tshuva. If he didn't do tshuva, obviously he cannot come back in. But if he did tshuva, he can be makriv korban Beis Hamikdash. Shechita is not included in what we said before. Lidavar acher. Why not?" Why isn't it a problem? What does the pasuk say? It says, "Yan asher yishorsu oisam lifnei guleim," because only if you served before the avodah zarah, v'hoy leveish yisrael the michshol oven, and you were for the Eden a stumbling block of sins. Al kein osasi yodi aleim, I will raise my hand. Nu mashem lekim and nus avodim, I will forgive them on their sins. Uksib basay, and then it says, "V'la yikshu elai lechayinli." I don't want this person to come and serve me. So when did I want him? What did he do? Yan asher yisharsu, only an avodah that's considered servitude. He avod shaders in shchita loyv shaders. So shchita is not considered servitude. You know why? Because even a Yisrael can do it. Shebezar. So it's not considered shaders. Says the Gemara. Itma, we learned shogag bezrika. What about he sprinkled the blood, but he did a shogig. Sprinkling the blood is already shaders, but he did it by mistake. He didn't do it deliberately by avodah zarah. He thought, you're allowed to do it. It's garnished. Rav Nachman, and then he did tshuva, korbanet ein lechayach. Everything's all right now. Rav Sheish, and ein korbanet ein lechayach. Nothing is all right. Rav Sheish, how do I know that nothing is all right? See, it says in the pasuk, how you lebeis Yisrael, this person that caused the Yidin, lemichshol oven, that he shouldn't serve for me. What's michshol, what's oven? Two kinds of sins. Oven is a deliberate sin. Michshol must mean a b'shaygig. And yet it says he cannot serve in the base of Migdash. That means even a shaygig, of one of the, like sprinkling the blood for avodah zarah, b'shegig, even though he did tshuva fafam. My love, oy michshol, oy oven. U michshol shegig v'oven mezid. And he cannot serve in the base of Mikdash, even though he did tshuva. Rav Nachman says, no, michshol the oven. Michshol and oven are not two types of sins. They are the one sin, a michshol of oven, a deliberate sin. But if he did it b'shegig and he did tshuva, great. How do I know that if he did tshuva b'shegig, he can serve in the base of Mikdash again? The Tanya we learned, it says in Pasig, the kohen will atone for the person who sinned by mistake. Bishgogam lifnei Hashem. Melamed a kohen mischaper ayede atzma. A kohen can be forgiven. And if a kohen himself sinned b'shoigeg, he can bring his own carbon. And it's talking about avodah zarah, and yet he can do tshuva. B'mai, which avodah did he do? B'shegig that he requires tshuva for him to work. Ilema b'shchita, we just had a minute ago about shchita. Amazing, if he does tshuva, he can go work because it's not considered a shadus. Ilema b'shchita, ma'yiri shegig. I feel amazing, nami. Even amazing that tshuva, he can go serve in the base of Mikdash. We're talking about something that only shegig is tolerated and not mazid. Must be zrika. B'mazid zrika, then he did tshuva, health nisht. But if he did b'shegig, it helps. But Rav Sheish is on, Rav Sheish will tell you, lo'ilam b'shchita, what about shchita? I use shchita. It's almost shchita. And uve mezid leinase meshadet laver yechavim. And be mezid. And be mezid. And it's almost shchita. And the only time by shchita works is if you did it b'shagig. But shchita be mezid. Shchita be mezid. Taki cannot turn the base of Mikdash. Why not? We just said before a minute ago, Shchita is Kher Bazaar, and Yilav Sheish says that Shchita, b'meizid, even though you did tshuva, he cannot work. And this pasuk that says b'shegig works, too much Shchita. What's going on here? U'b'meizid, lo'y nasir, shodra v'chami, v'ozit tamayi, they go, they're consistent of you, eat more hezid b'shchita. I'm Nachman, I'm Rekoban El Chayach. If you did mezid b'shchita, you do tshuva, no problem, go back, because it's not aved, it's not shedis. Rav Sheish, I'm Ein Koban El Chayach. Rav Sheish, if you did shchit, even shchit, b'meizid, in the tshuva, you can no longer work b'meizid mikdash. For avodah zarah.
It's kavanah, why? Avodah
zarah. Yeah, so why? But why not luchayit? It's not shedus. The pasuk said before, yanashe yisharsu. So he says, anachon amar kovan in luchayit lo avod shedus. Shchit is not considered the serving the ebushter. It's not. It's like shedus zar. Rav Sheish amar ein kavanah in luchayit. You know why? Nase mishares lavodah kechavim. He became a mishares, even though the avodah itself. Rav Sheish said, we don't look at the avodah, we look at you.
You
became a servant to the Eibishter. You learned the pshat in the pasuk that the avodah itself is not considered shedus or not. And you said, since shchita is shedus bazaar, it's not considered shedus. Rav Sheish said, we don't look at the avodah, we look at the person. What are you doing? You now are shechting for the avodah zarah. You became a mishares. You became a helper to avodah zarah, and so on. I learned before that shchita, you're allowed to do tshuva, that's what I'm b'shegig.
That's only contradicting
can do tshuva for everything.
You can still do tshuva, but not serve in the Beis HaMikdash. It's pasnish that this person who had filthy, we learned by Birchas Kayanim as well, a couple of exceptions where you cannot ever do Birchas Kayanim. If it was a murderer, machleik is a yom and dub and malay, I say you can no longer do, even if you tshuva, help nish.
What?
By murder is a question, yeah. And by Shmadan Zich, it says the halacha is if he became a Muslim, this was brought down in Shai Chuvah, different Paschal. If he became a Muslim, it's not considered really Shmadan Zich, because they don't believe in any other God except ours. If he became a Christian, he cannot. They still don't believe that Muhammad is a God, they believe he's a prophet.
Yes, that's right.
Big difference. Even though there are Moshe Chanor Paskins that Shittuf is not a Avodah Zarah. Anyway, it's time for another time. It's time for another time. Sorry? Yeah, you have to rebuild the whole thing. Rashi told us in Sukkot that a Beis HaMikdash from fire is waiting upstairs and it's going to come down. Here. Yeah. Amar Nachman, how do I know that if you did tshuva, have the time you learn koyin shavu rabbi chavim yisur rabbi zara v'shavu the tshuva korban rei lechayach? Then my, what are we talking about? He says that zrika b'shegig. Nachman says you can do tshuva. What are we talking about? Ilema b'shegig. If we're talking about by shchita, even b'mezit. How do I know? Ilema b'shegig. No b'shegig. My v'shav. If it's b'shegig, it says in the braisa here that a koyin who served avodah zara and did tshuva, his carbon he works is all right. If that baby he did is b'shegig, then what do you mean v'shav did tshuva? Shegig means that he never realized he didn't avodah in the first place. So the tshuva is the wrong word, even though it is tshuva. But v'shav means that it's more than tshuva. That means he returned back to the fold. He never left the fold. He was somehow or another convinced that you're allowed to do this activity for avodah zara. Shavu Aymeru, he's the same thing, just he was made aware that this isn't the wrong thing to do. So he won't do it again. Elab Shid B'mezit, must be talking about B'mezit. Now, if you're talking about B'mezit, the B'zrika, if B'zrika, Kishav Mahave, if he did tshuva, it helps. So Avad Le Shaders, L'chayr, we said before, by Zrika, if he did tshuva, it doesn't help because the Abishah said, Yanish Yisharseini, I don't want you to come to the Beis HaMikdash. So by shchita, even mezid in the tshuva, we accept them back because it's not really shaders, and that's how I know from this braisa and the wording. But the zrika only b'shegig will take him back, but not the b'mezid. But Rav Sheish is amalach la'ilam b'shegig. Rav Sheish is talking about shegig. We're talking about shchita b'shegig. You take back. Horikamer im shav mi'ikorei. In other words, if chatchilu as if he did tshuva because he never did aveda, the chiyavah b'shegig aveda kavan erechayach v'imla v'kavan erechayach. What about yishtachve? Okay, this we're talking about zrika. What about he bowed down to the zodah? Rav Nachman says kavan erechayach, he can do tshuva. And Rav Sheish is amar ain't kavan, he cannot do tshuva. Rav Nachman kavan erechayach. What happens if he walks around saying I believe in this getchke? Didn't do any physical activity. He just said, "I believe in this avodah zarah." Again, the same machlekes. Can he serve in the Beis HaMikdash? I'm not going to make carbon erech lechayach, but I've sheish lamar in carbon erech lechayach. Utsicha. Why do you need four machlekes and all the same thing regarding zrika, regarding all these other ones? The Iyashmin Hakamaisha, the first one. Which is a zrika by Hikam, but Rav Sheish over there. Rav Sheish says, if you're talking about shaking, all these kids are about shaking. You know why Rav Sheish argues by zrika be shaking, and he says you cannot do tshuva from the over the shaders. The fact is you're over shaders. Avol shchita, but when it comes to shchita, the over the shaders, but you didn't do any shaders. Eimem moide le Rav Nachman. Maybe he's moide to the Rav Nachman. The truth of the matter is, by shchita, Rav Sheish does hold shegig, you can do tshuva. But maybe he's more nachman, even mazid, you can do tshuva, because it's not shedus. That's why you have to argue about shchita. Okay, shchita is understandable because it's very different than zrika. By zrika, Rav Sheish holds that shegig is no good. And by shchita, Rav Sheish holds that shegig of shchita is good, but not mazid. Nachman holds that by shchita, even mazid is good, because it's not shedus. And by zrika, shegig, you can do tshuva, because it's not like you ever really worship the Avodah Zarah. The fact is, you didn't avoid it. That's why Rav Sheish holds that doesn't help. When you bow down, the other avoider, didn't when you have avoider, you just bow down yourself. Maybe he's made a tzricha, therefore you need it. That's why a sheikh doesn't help. Avol hoide the Buddha ba'alma. You just said a parverti. You said I believe in this guy. Maybe the sheikh is made a b'shege. You did b'shege. You did tshuva. You should be accepted back. Tzricha, you need them all. Ain't tzorich loyma davar acher. Surely if he bowed down, he did avoid the zora. Midikamar ain't tzorich loyma davar acher. Meklal. It seems from here, he said not only based chayna, but if he worked in davar acher, avoid the zora, he cannot work back in the base of midrash. What does it sound like? That based chayna of itself is not avoid the zora at all. Because if it's avoid the zora, then what's a chilik davar acher avoid the zora? So what's going on? In meklal the based chayna of lava avoid the chavim. Tanya, we learned in the Braise, commander Omma, beis chayin of lava vajichavnu. Now the Gemara tells the story of what happened. Both versions of the story are pretty sad. And this is what happens when you have family breakup. Not a healthy thing. Tanya, we learned. Ois ha-shana shemes Shimon HaTzadik, the year that Shimon HaTzadik passed away, Omma lohoini, Omma said to them, shana zu hu meis. The year that Shimon HaTzadik passed away, he said to them, I'm going to pass away this year. Omma lohoini, I'm not taking a day, how do you know? Omelan kol yom kippurim, every yom kippur in his damali zokin echad. Every yom kippur, I have this old man coming to me, lovish levonim, meets me in the kodesh kodashim. He's dressed in white, when it's at the levonim, and he's clothed in white. V'nichnes imi, v'yotze imi. He enters the kodesh kodashim with me, and he exits with me. And the Teisher brings it to Shalom. He says, how could it be? Even a malach is not allowed to be in kodesh kodashim when the kohen gadol is there. And he answers, shechina hoisa. The Shekhinah himself.
It's a vision of the Shekhinah.
Yeah, can you imagine Shimon HaTzadik was Shimon HaTzadik. Shonuzun is damenly zoganech. This year when I went to the base of the Kriy Yudoshim, you know what I encountered? This time, Lovush Chaydim is dressed in black. Venis Atash Chaydim and is wrapped in black. Venichnis imi velo yotzi imi. He went inside, didn't go outside. And la'achar ha'regel, and after Yomtev, chol shivas yomim. After Yomtev, Shimon HaTzadik became sick for 7 days. Amazingly passed away. The Nimnu Echav Akoini Melevarach B'Shem. From when he passed away, they no longer use the Shem HaMefeidish of Membeis or Ayinbeis or whatever it was. That now that he was no longer, he was such a big tzaddik and he knew the Shem HaMefeidish. B'Shah P'tirasi. When he passed away, Omelem Choyna B'ni Yishamish Tachta, he gave a tzavah. And he said, I want Choyna of my son, who was the younger one, to become the new Kohen Gadol. Niskana Boshimi Achin. Now, there's two versions of the story. Who was the perpetrator of the crime? According to this version of Meir, it was Shimi, who was jealous of his younger brother. He's the older one, the B'chayr, by right. He said to him, boy, come, I will teach you the Avoida. In other words, Chaynev did not know the Avoida. Teish has a big problem with that. How can you, it says that a child takes over the father if he's Mamale Mokim. If he didn't know the Seder Avoida, what kind of Mamale Mokim is he? And Teisa says, and it's used a lot by Rabbonim, Teisa says, V'yashleimer, see Teisa Chayna b'ni Yishamash Tachtoi? V'yashleimer, the B'yiras Chayt Hoye Mamale Mokim of Esav. It doesn't have to be Mamale in knowledge. It has to be in Yerushamayim. When it comes to position of a Kohen Gadol and Rabbonis and so on, which is very interesting. Because you know, other pashas means
it's a bit hard to assess, though, isn't it?
Well, you see, right here, I was here.
Who has more Yiddish?
Sorry.
Was
yeah, that's what some of them for Achrayim answer. But Teis doesn't learn that way. Look further than Teis. The Tamer v'chi leira koyin gadol meshamish ma'olam. He never saw the koyin gadol working in the base of Midrash. So he leivid bunkle. Okay, but the rest of the story. The Ashleim lo hayedeya that he taka didn't know. And also, furthermore, Teisa says that there's a step before you become a Kohen Gadol, you must be a deputy for a while to get training. Teisa says that he wanted to go straight to Kohen Gadol. So even though he was a better kid, he wasn't perfect. Because he didn't want training. He wanted to go straight. He wanted to be CEO. Usually you have to start from the bottom and work your way up. He wanted to be CEO. It's gone. But it wasn't him. But it wasn't him. Back to the Gemara. So what happened? So Shimi tricked him. Hilbisha, instead of dressing him with a proper big tikkuna, he put him on, but umkli, he put him on some kind of a leather coat. Yeah, how can you take that question?
He's the son of the Kohen Gadol.
Talking about the Kippur Avodah. He never watched his father doing Avodah. All the years, he never watched his father. How can that be?
Maybe he was out in the fields with the girls dancing, saying, Shalom Nechorei.
Yeah, but he says okay. The Chagre Betzilzel, they gave him some kind of a gartel of the wrong one. The whole story is very strange.
The whole thing with the rubbish thing, you know, so the
You think? So maybe Shimon Tzadik is at fault. He never trained his son. How can he not teach his son anything? Yeah, but definitely Tzadik doesn't learn that way. It's not Tzadik. Yeah, Tzadik should live 50 years ago. Today you can say whatever you want. But the Rishonim clearly say that he takes look. If otherwise, Tzadik has no problem. This whole Tzadik can take out of Gemara. Tzadik learned literally. He knew nothing. He knew nothing, which is very hard to understand. Hashem Shah didn't train him. We're not talking about induction here. We're talking about the Avoida of Kippur. And the Lashon is Avoida. Forget about Tesis. The Gemara says, I'll teach you say that Avoida. Induction is not Avoida. It's not called Avoida. It's called Chinuch. So this guy had a problem, obviously, it's in Kachim. So he kvetched that in making himself happy. Okay, if he's happy, he's happy. But it's not Parshim Shah Gemara. It's not Parshim Shah Tesis. And so on. Anyway, we had the same thing in Yuma as well. And there you... It's already 7 days later. But no, in the middle of Sukkot.
So between Sukkot and Yom Kippur.
In the middle of Sukkot.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Between Sukkot and the next day, Yom Kippur, did he bring chavitin every morning? Did he bring a chavitin as a kohen gadol?
I don't know. Then Shimi ran to all the kohenim. Ru'u manoda zeh. Look what this guy made a neder. Look what Shimi now accuses his brother of. The kiyam la'avasa. He made a promise to his wife. So he didn't run outside. He had a wife. He went to his fiance. He called his wife avasa. Maybe they weren't married. Avasa. Oisa
hayyim.
Yeah, exactly. So obviously he was pretty prost. Oisa hayyim. This is what he told his wife. Oisa hayyim shetam b'kuni doyla. That day that I will become, I'm going to become a kohen gadol. Elbay ba'umkul shulichi. I'm going to put on your clothes. He was an egalitarian. He believed in women's rights. I'm going to wear your women's clothing. Yeah, but ergre betzilto shulichi. I'm going to wear your gartel. It's a modern story. Bikshu echav akoyin laharga. When they heard that this guy's going to become a kohen gadol and he's mocking the whole avodah in the base of Mikdash, they were going to kill him. Rotz mipneim, he fled. The rotzu achreim, they chased after him. Halach l'Alexandria shem Mitzrayim, he went to Alexandria Mitzrayim. Ubana shem Mizbech, Biltan Mizbech. V'hele olav l'shem. He did, he was so angry, the achreinah that he was supposed to be kohen gadol, and they chased him away. He decided to make avodah zarah. Ukeshashom v'chachomim v'dov omer, they said, Ma'azeh, look at Shimi. And they accuse Shimi of causing the whole thing. Ma'azeh shelo yorad lo. Madoch Shimi, he didn't have even a taste of COVID because he wasn't entitled to it. Yet when he saw it, you know, for a fleeting moment that maybe he has a chance of getting it. Look how he behaved and misbehaved. Kacha Yoedidla, if somebody already was appointed as a Kohen Gadol, Allah is Kama Kama, you cannot take him down. In other words, they were thinking, should we get rid of Shimi now? And they said, no. Madoch, before he became Kohen Gadol, look how desperate he was, and he ruined his brother's life. Imagine if he became Kohen Gadol and you try to depose him, he will ruin the whole Klal Yisrael. So forget it. No, clearly it's a tzavah for Shimon Tzadik, and the pasuk says that it goes to the son, so he went to the son, and they bypassed the older one to go to the young one. Okay, Divrei HaMeir. This is the same mistake that Yaakov made with Yosef. Exact same mistake. Bypassed the road to go to Yosef and caused this whole thing. Rebbe, right, he told the, but there they were all anovim, so they accepted it. You have to know your children before you can do it. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Loi kachay ma'ase pum faket." El loi kibul alav chepaket. Choynav was such a humble person that when the father said, "Choynav, you become the kohen gadol," Choynav said, "No, let Shimi become. He's older than me." I guess he was hoping that Shimi would say, no, your father said this to you, take it. But Shimi took it. And even though he was so humble, he was hoping that Shimi would take it. But Shimi took it. Amalei says, Chaynav who plotted this whole thing. I'll teach you. Now it makes more sense. If Chaynav is the one who is more deserving, then obviously he did know the Avodah. But Shimi all along knew that he's going to go to Chaynav, so therefore he did not. No, he didn't follow his father. It's the same story, but punk faket was Chayniv did it to Shimi. Look what this guy promised, Lahovasi, to his lover, Oisa Hayyim, Shishtab Shem Bekurik Daila, that same day, Bekamakan Gadol, Elbej Bunkli Shalichi, the Ergib Sizla Shalichi, Bikshach Chayn Laharge, Sachlem Kalamuda. So, what, in this story, he had a point. Shimi then told him the whole story that he planted this, you know, he set me up. So now they wanted to kill Chaynav. Why do you want to kill him? Okay, so what do we kill for? That deserves death. What did he do? That boy like Amis. Yeah, but what Aveda did he do here? He embarrassed somebody. What Aveda did he do here?
They get
for hits
the better things.
Yish Chesed.
Yeah, wives of Kohen have a special get.
Only for women. They couldn't take women, but there's other Yish Chesed.
Well, they're dressed up in the clothes of a woman.
Oh, I guess true, yeah. Ratz Mipneim, he fled from them. And you have to look into why they wanted to kill him in this story. Ratz Mipneim, they ran from him. Because in this story, he wanted the Kuna back. He was entitled to it. In the first story, Shimi stole the Kohen Gadol, had no right to it, and if he goes to Kohen Gadol, he deserves to die, so therefore, maybe. Here, Choyinov was the one who deserved to be the Kohen Gadol. And he gave it up. He really did want it. He was hoping that Shimi would be smart enough and say, you know what, if Daddy wanted this, you can have it. That's basically what he was hoping. Didn't happen. Okay, so he embarrassed Shimi so that he'd make a fool of himself, so he can get it back. Why kill Choyinov? What Aveda did he do here deserves to die? I don't know. You have to work it out. Ratzu Achrav. So they chased after him. Ratz lebeis melech. Here they add another point to the story. He ran to the king's chamber, the king's palace.
When I say avoda, Aaron and keepers, the whole avoda is a coin.
Ibchal, yeah.
All tasks.
Yeah. So then, what? He never saw his father any day leaving the house with the clothes. His mother used to sew to make the clothes. Never saw anything.
Didn't they put on the clothes only in the mikdash?
Yeah, but
it's a malvish.
Yeah, but first he never walked. He's been just his father walking around. We think his father.
No, it is Pella. It's a very.
It just doesn't. The whole story is. The Ratzu Achrav. They still chased after him. No, they were so desperate to kill him. He ran hiding in the king's palace, and they still ran after to kill him. What did he do to deserve to be killed? He couldn't hide. Wherever he hid, and somebody recognized him, they had posters all over the place, you know, on a ward. They had bounty hunters. Said, this is it. Shimon HaTzadik was the melech as well. This is the second base of Midrash. Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol in those days was the ruler. Shimi was the melech. Whoever became the Kohen Gadol was a powerful person.
It wasn't the same sort of office.
No, but he had authority from the government. So he had the full backing of the government. They were very powerful. Who halach lagzandi to Mitzrayim? So he escaped to Mitzrayim. Who bonus shamas bech? He built his bech. The hell all of Shem Shemayim. At the end of the day, he was a good man, so he built the Midrash since he entitled to be the Kohen Gadol.
You know,
no, I have no idea.
Presumably, this king was an agent of Greek or Syrian Greek Empire.
Which king? The king that the palace that he went into?
Yes, yeah, so the king, but in those early days, the Greeks and Romans weren't there yet.
Greeks maybe. Romans definitely weren't there.
No, I'm talking about Syrian Greek Empire.
Were they that early? It says usually this later on.
That's formed by tradition.
Are they? This is second base of Midrash. He was the first one.
The early days of the second base.
Who are they quoting there?
Rambam. No, but that's a bracket. Presumably, this king was an agent of the Greek or Syrian Empire that controlled that as well at that time.
We have also some Rishonim say that another place here that king doesn't mean king. King means any government appointee is called a king because he rules that province. Remember, it says in part, and he made a Sheshemaim. He made a Sheshemaim, Shenema, because it says to the Pasuk, Bayemahu Yimzbech Hashem, the Pasuk foretold, Shai said, in that day there'll be a Mizbech for the Abishta, but Toich Eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Mitzrayim, Umatseva Eitzel Gevula La Hashem, and there'll be a post there for the Gevula Hashem. So therefore, there will be a Mizbech, the Shai says there will be a Mizbech there. When they heard about it, Amru they said, who ran away? He didn't want the kuna. He said, give it to my brother. Yet as soon as he felt that he had a little covered, he could have had some covered. He was prepared to do all these shenanigans. Once somebody's appointed as a rov and you're trying to get rid of him, the whole place, the city will turn upside down. Allah kanida muchish. And that's what happens. So no, it's very better not to hire somebody than to fire somebody.